of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Stand
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We're here in the studio today with my sister, who's got a big grin all over her face like a Cheshire cat.
Sorry about that. Just, it's one of those days, you know?
Yep, another day of another rainy day in our state. All right. Yay.
We need it.
We need the rain. Today is November 17th, 2012. Last time I checked, it's Saturday morning, and this is Sovereign Minds. Yay.
Yay.
We also have in the studio with us Rachel, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. We'd like to say congratulations to Gary Cadd. He actually, the votes were counted. He won by 11 votes.
Yay! All right.
And that's so I'll tell you that your votes do count out there. Maybe not so much at the federal level sometimes, but at the local and the state level, they do count. No question about it. So congratulations, Gary. We're glad that you got elected into that seat. And so, let's see, what else have we got here? Do you have any veterans events?
Well, yes, we do. We have Christmas for the Troops.
Woo!
Ooh, yeah!
Yay!
Coming tonight. Starts at 4:30 at the Reading Civic Auditorium. There's going to be dinner, dancing, and we package the boxes. And it's a lot of fun down there. We have Christmas cards that we sign and that go in the boxes. So that's a good thing. Also, we have for the Vietnam Veterans Monument. Dinner tonight down at the Veterans Hall.
Oh.
So that's a good thing to support too. So keep you plenty busy tonight. So come out and join us.
Come on out and join us. That's right. And I'll even sing like Bing Crosby.
Oh, no.
I'm dreaming. Blah, blah, blah. No, I guess they didn't invite me.
No.
Okay, sorry. All right.
So yeah, come out and join us. We have a lot of fun at these events and it helps support some great things.
You didn't like my blah, 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 boo. No. Moving right
you
along.
Hear the crickets?
Our first quote is, okay, this is from Ebenezer Elliott. What is a communist? One who has yearnings for equal division of unequal earnings. Excuse me. I'm still kind of getting over that cold. Okay, the next one I have is, there's no difference between communism and socialism, except by the means of achieving the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force, socialism by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. Ayn Rand, I guess is how you pronounce it. This is my third quote, and we do have a theme today. In the end, more than freedom, they wanted security. They wanted a comfortable life, and they lost it all. Security, comfort, and freedom. When the Athenians finally wanted not to give to society, but for society to give to them, when the freedom they wished for was freedom from responsibility, then Athens ceased to be free and was never free again. That's from The Decline of the Roman Empire, Edward Gibson. So I think there's a theme there.
I think so.
And so all these people who think they want to get something for nothing from the government, yeah, you know, it just never really works out.
Hasn't yet.
Yeah, hasn't yet. So that kind of, excuse me, that kind of brings us into our first story. And the title of this one is called Gold, Paper, and a Train Wreck. And this comes from goldseek.com. And I highly recommend that you read this article after, or listen to me read this article.
Now, this was GoldSeek?
GoldSeek.com.
Okay.
Okay. Paper, gold, and a train wreck. Begin with a few, he's going to be the writer. I don't know who the writer is, so I have to look here, but G.E. Christian. Deviant investor.
Deviant.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. Gold has been a store of wealth for more than 3,000 years. Silver has been used as money in most countries in the world. Both are still valuable. All unbacked currency. So he's going to begin with a few facts and assumptions and follow some logic here. All unbacked paper money eventually reverts to its intrinsic value of zero. Throughout history, there has been no exception to this statement. The world's current experiment with unbacked currency or unbacked money is 41 years old and looking rather strained. It's funny how they never talk about this. A person, business, or government cannot increase their indebtedness forever by spending in excess revenues. This seems self-evident to most people. Evidently, the person, the business, or the government will become unable to find anyone to lend under those circumstances. Deficit doesn't matter is nonsense. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. This is Stein's law and seems obvious, but we often act as if we don't believe it. Politicians and governments will do everything possible to retain current power, even if it is destructive in the long term. My belief is that most people will agree with these simple and straightforward statements. We know that the United States and the rest of the world uses unbacked paper currency, which has lost 90% of its value in the last 40 years. We know that the official U.S. government debt exceeds $16 trillion and is growing rapidly, approximately 12% a year for the past 5 years. We also know that the present value of unfunded obligations of the United States government for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, military pensions, and other commitments is $100 trillion to $200 trillion, depending on who is doing the counting. It does not matter which calculation is correct, since it's impossible for the U.S. government to fund and pay either present value estimate. The current debt exceeds $16 trillion and will increase at current growth rates to about $25 trillion in another 4 years. Interest rates on the national debt are historically low because the Federal Reserve continues to print money and then make huge purchases of government bonds. Assume a modest 5% interest on $25 trillion of national debt in 2016. Do you believe that our economy can generate $1.25 trillion in annual taxes just to pay the interest on the debt? How about funding a 6% interest rate on $35 to $45 trillion in national debt by the year 2020? The interest payments would be about $2.4 trillion approximately, the entire revenue for the government of 2012. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. Our politicians will probably address the budgetary problems as created by them by taking the easy way out, by angering the least number of voters, stalling, blaming others, appointing committees, and by concealing the problems and consequences as best they can. Possibilities include printing trillions and blaming the resulting inflation on the convenient scapegoat, defaulting on all debt owed to foreigners, means testing Social Security, Medicare, and other programs, forced pension funds and IRAs to buy T-bonds, and forced pension funds and IRAs to buy T-bonds, higher taxes, higher inflation, and reduced military spending. Many more creative suggestions will be set forth, but they probably will not include balancing budgets, fiscal sanity, or debt repudiation. If paper money eventually declines to value to nearly zero, the national debt is never repaid. Government will continue to borrow and spend in excess of revenues, and this process can extend for only a few more years. What can we expect? Assume that the dollar will decline in value against all commodities, food, energy, metal, and practically everything you need for survival will substantially increase in price. Jim Sinclair calls this currency-induced cost-push inflation. Assume the government guarantees programs and promises will be changed, reduced, eliminated, or devalued. How much good is receiving Social Security income if your monthly benefit purchases only 7 loaves of bread, a few fish, and a tank of gasoline? Assume that taxes will increase and our standard of living will decrease. Assume that most paper wealth is in the form of debt instruments, T-bonds, T-notes, state government bonds, and corporate debt will substantially decline in value and purchasing power. Assume that gold reenters the global money system in some form, not because the politicians and central bankers want it, but because they are forced to include gold in order to create a credible money system that will inspire confidence in the new currency. Okay. How much time we got, Rachel? Okay, we'll go to their break, and I'll come back with the conclusion to this article.
All right, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the guns, the constant. Explode into space. I love smoking out.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome back Ruth Weiss of California's Election Integrity Project. We'll revisit the topic of voter fraud. How widespread was it in the recent election? Did it cost Mitt Romney the presidency? We'll discuss specific incidents and sort out the fact from the fiction on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, Shasta Redding. All right.
Let's, so back to the article.
Let's capsulize this. Okay.
Capsulize.
This begs the question, how do you prepare? All this stuff, all this financial and political garbage, how do you prepare? Perhaps we should all cash out our paper investments, buy gold, and hunker down on rural farmland. This will not work for most people, unfortunately. Further, while most people know much is wrong in our economy, they are not ready to abandon their current lifestyle. The problem is that by the time it becomes clear that the economic disaster is upon us, it will be too late for most people to protect themselves. A partial solution A partial solution is to simply buy physical gold and silver now. People riding a runaway train can party and remain oblivious to the fact that the train is about to crash into a huge obstacle. Our runaway financial train is about to destroy the status quo as it crashes into the obstacle of mathematical consequences. The inevitable financial train wreck, if something cannot go on forever, it will stop. When will the collision collapse occur in the United States? Jim Sinclair, one of the premier financial intellects of our time, thinks we may have until perhaps 2015 to 2017. Perhaps. Before the collision. He recommends physical gold bullion in your possession or perhaps stored in secure private vault store in secure storage facilities. I think silver coins and bullion stored in a secure and private facility are also a wise investment. But because we don't know when the crash will occur, it makes far better sense to prepare now, even if early, than to wait and hope. If all of these potential disasters miraculously disappear and our financial world continues as it has, preparation will be, at worst, inexpensive insurance. Buy the insurance while you still can. Are you prepared? Do you have enough financial insurance, physical gold and silver? And that's the end of the article.
There you go.
There you have it. Now, I thought that made so much sense that it's absolutely ridiculous, and why people don't get that or understand it sometimes is totally beyond me. So,
well, like I think you said in the article, people don't want to give up their lifestyle or change anything. They're so used to doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Every day, day in,
day
out. Day
in, day out. And then all of a sudden, boom, when this stuff starts to really escalate, like you say, oh, you get your $1,000 a month Social Security, but you get to buy 6 loaves of bread and a tank
right.
of gas. And so you can see that what happened in Wehrmacht, Germany, we're on the same path. It was just announced yesterday by the chairman of the San Francisco Fed, who happens to be on the Fed Open Market Committee, that they are now going to up their escalation of dollars that they're putting into service to buy bonds. They were going to do $45 billion a month. Now they're going to up it to 80-something billion a month.
Wow.
Not counting everything. Now, do you think that they're doing this because they want to? Or do they have to? Because if they stop doing this, who's going to finance our government? Who's going to pay all the bills? And do we have an economic collapse almost immediately?
Yeah.
So this is not going to go on forever. And so if you're not preparing and you don't prepare, God help you.
Yeah. And you don't have a lot to lose by preparing.
No.
You know,
not
like
at
you
all.
Said, if it doesn't happen, you haven't really lost anything.
Yeah. And of course, we've got everybody in, everything's just great out there in financial land right now, isn't it?
Well, I guess it all depends on where you're getting your information. I mean, you know, unemployment is down in Reading, supposedly. And,
no problem.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, that brings up a couple of these other stories today. We got the U.S. Postal Service that loses, you know, $1.9 billion, and that's just, no big problem. And so what's happening here is the people that think that, we hear all this, oh, we're in recovery and so forth, but are they looking around at all? I mean, Hostess just laid off,
18,500 bakers.
Yeah. And employees, because the unions tried to squeeze them a little too hard, and they finally just said, hey, enough's enough. We've had it. You know, this is the old, hey, I'm headed for Gulch. You're not going to sit here and squeeze me and destroy my business into the, you know, and the unions are for the benefit of the workers. We didn't have unions. Well, that's fine. Maybe 100 years ago you needed a union, but now you need a job.
Yeah. And they won't give anything up.
No, they don't.
I mean, it was over like 8% or something. If I remember correctly on that they, you know, so they were willing to have nothing than have 92%.
I don't think they were willing to have nothing. I think they expected that they would, there's no way that the Hostess would pull the plug. So, there goes your, say goodbye to your Twinkies and your Ding Dongs
and your Wonder Bread and all of it.
All of that's gone. And, I read one of the comics in the comments, I should say comics, because half of the comments in the paper are so comedically stupid. I didn't like them anyway. Well, I guess
Well, that's because people are eating better, healthier. So it's no big deal. Didn't you hear that? Yeah, it's the
where?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got Henry on the line, and he has a comment for us. How you doing this morning, Henry?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, the fun never stops here. Living the dream. Another day in paradise.
You know, when the end will come is when McDonald's goes down, don't you?
Well, you know, there's probably something to that, but, you know, as long as they can keep stuffing us full of Big Macs and French fries, you know, they're going to be fine. But I think their business is starting to dwindle off, too, if I...
Oh, I think so, too. You know, what I called about was this supposedly economic crisis is coming up the end of the year with Bush's tax cuts expiring and massive cutting.
Mm-hmm.
What most people don't realize is the government produces nothing, absolutely nothing.
They produce a lot of paper.
Well, yeah, but we pay for it.
I understand. I was kidding.
But the point that I'm getting at is that the only way that they can subsist and subside is to raise taxes or cut spending. That's one of those are the two things that they can do.
Right.
This is what the Bush, the end of the year is going to do, and I certainly hope it goes through.
Yeah.
I would rather pay the higher taxes and see the government cut half of the people that work for it than I would to see inflation run.
Well, the problem is that you can't raise the taxes high enough. It's never going to work. And it doesn't matter how many rich people you go after. It's not even going to touch what we've got going here.
No, I'm not talking about the rich people. Anybody in middle income, they don't realize it. But they work under the same rules that rich people do. If they're not smart enough to make $1 million, then that's their problem.
Right. Well, the rich people seem to be on a completely different board, because what we have to do is talk about the rich people and then the super rich people who are internationalists. They don't play on the same board as the rest of us. So
they certainly do, and I'll tell you why. Most of these people work on investment of some sort or another. On their profits, they get capital gain. They pay 15% of the profit under capital gain. I do the same thing. If I go out and buy a piece of land and keep it a year and a day and sell it and make a profit, that profit's taxed on capital gain.
No, I understand, Henry, but what I'm talking about is the guy that run their stuff off to the Cayman Islands and do everything they can to keep out of U.S. law, you know, by running through London and so forth. There's another game board out there.
I can understand that, but that also comes under illegal.
Well, again, now there's a lot of legal ways to do it. Look at GE, and even if it's not legal, it doesn't seem to bother the administration. Let's look at GE. I mean, they paid zero tax 2 years ago, and now they're one of the czars. So, you know, the real deal is that the board is rigged, and until we stop spending and quit depending on government, it's not going to change. It doesn't matter how high we raise the taxes.
Government is going to have to stop spending money.
Correct. That's
number one.
That's the thing.
And to do that, they're going to have to make massive cuts.
But they're not going to. See, that's the whole point, is that they will not. They're going to take the easy way out, and they will hyperinflate us, in my opinion, because they're not going to slow the train down.
If they don't do something, this is what's coming, is the inflation.
Yep.
And
it's already here.
People don't realize how good they have it until they get inflation.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You go out and pay $15 for a loaf of bread if you can find one.
Yep. Well, it's already here. I mean, I paid $5 for a loaf of bread the other day. And,
I'm aware of that, but it can double or triple.
I'm saying it's just starting.
Yeah, it's
starting. We're already in an inflationary cycle. It just hasn't got to the point where it's hurting anybody as dramatically as it will as it continues.
Well, a good example of that, if you read your history, is after World War I in Germany.
The Weimar Republic.
They had to pay their workers at noon so they could buy food, because at night they couldn't buy food with the same dollar.
Right, because it was inflating so fast that the prices were going up exponentially and their wages couldn't keep up with it. Absolutely correct.
That's exactly right.
In fact, there's
people better wake up, and I cannot yet believe that we have 51% of the idiots, incompetent, stupid idiots in this country that would put that ass back in there again.
Well, you know something? I think That might be true, but I also am starting to think the elections are fixed. Look what's going on in Florida. Look what happened in Ohio. You know, you got 100% of the you know, 108% of the precincts reporting. How do you do that? How do you have under 108%? How do you have in Philadelphia 59 precincts report with not one single vote
for Romney?
I agree. I think they're fixed, but it still leaves me to believe that there's an awful lot of idiots in this country.
Well, that I can't argue with, and with that, I'm going to have to let you go, Henry.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Okay, so we're back, and we ready to go to a break?
Let's go to a break and pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Walking through forests of palm trees, hearts mess, scoffs at the monkeys who live in that dark tent. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy, and sleeping.
Bungle in the jungle.
There you go. That's going back there a little ways.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let me, I'm going to read my little memo here, and then we'll get to our caller. When does Obama and the liberal progressive machine start to share some responsibility for what's happening in America? The answer seems to be never. The game is and has always been to blame anyone and everyone else while taking zero personal responsibility. This does include both parties to some extent, but the liberals are the masters of it. Of course, if something goes wrong, or I'm sorry, if something goes right or there's a photo opportunity, well, that's different. Well, first it was all Bush's fault, and then that started getting old, and now it will be the Republicans and the Congress's fault, but never the Democrats or the Obama administration. By media reports, you would have thought that there was nobody in there but Republicans for the last 12 years, and the Democrats have done nothing but endure on the sidelines. Except for Fox News, and their specialty is to keep the right-left paradigm going and avoid any stories that challenge Wall Street and the financial establishment. When was the last time you heard any of the mainstream media talk about sound money? Wow. Try Googling sound money right now and see what you come up with. Bottom line, they, the Republicans and the Democrats hierarchy, have been following the exact same policies on all major issues regarding liberty and any economic consequences that entails. What really gets me angry is the depth of denial and the fact that most of the Democrats are as rich as the Republicans. Oh, I forgot. I'm not supposed to bring that up. Bad form. Sorry. They are against the big corporations and for the little guy. Yeah, if you believe that, I have some beachfront property in Arizona, and the drug cartels are members of the Rotary Club. Yes, elections have consequences. The only question is, when do they fall on the responsible parties? Answer, when the consequences get so dire that the truth is undeniable to most Americans. On another note, am I the only one who's noticed that when Obama first got in office, he was called a socialist? And man, the pundits came out of the woodwork, and the mudslinging got hot and heavy, denial, indignance. Those right-wing nuts were at it again. But then somewhere along the line, something changed, and a socialist wasn't so bad. he wasn't a communist. Don't call him a communist now. There goes that right-wing nut thing again. Can anyone at this point seriously think or say with a straight face that the media hasn't been covering for this guy? Why doesn't the media go after his records or report on any of the troubling evidence that exists, doesn't exist or you can't get on his schooling, his citizenship, his parents' citizenship, his connections and actions regarding Muslims, multitude of executive orders, fast and furious, and it goes on and on and on. Or is it all as good? It's all good as long as you guys get yours out there. Is that what it is? What happened to the press? Could it be they are still covering him for him? I guess that's a stupid question. And that's the memo, or as they would say in the mainstream news, we get the story right. We just don't cover any of the important ones.
There you go.
With that, there you go. So,
all right. We have a caller online. Terry, are you there, sir?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Morning. Very good. You?
Yeah, Rachel says you're tight on time this morning. Do you have a guest coming? Or?
No, we don't have a guest coming, but I've got a lot of articles to cover.
Yeah, I wanted to add a little something on the hostess thing. You know, I think we can kind of take the hostess stuff and use it for prep. If you buy Twinkies now, they're still good for 25 years.
Yeah, they've got great shelf life.
They never go bad.
Well, it gets better because Wonder Bread, you know, the kids are going to be bored. So with the Wonder Bread, I know when I was little, I used to make a ball out of it, like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fun things you can do with Wonder.
You know what?
Actually, they did all the people in their company are gone. They're gone.
Well, you know that after 10 years, Ding Dongs make great hockey pucks, right?
They do. That's great. You know, that'd be kind of fun, Mark. We could have a little hockey game out there with those.
Yeah, but you guys better hold on to it. You better hold on to those hockey pucks because that may be all that you have.
Well, that's true. It depends, I guess, on how you're prepping now. But, good point about prepping. We need to do that.
Yep.
The other thing is I want to just encourage people on the local level. It is raining outside, but, you know, actually, there are conservative people that are involved and want the Constitution, want fiscal responsibility and limited government. We have a new person on the Columbian School Board. We have a new person on the Anderson School Board. We have a person on city council, which gives us three now of people that are conservative thinking.
Oh, Terry, the Tea Party's dead. Stop it.
And we also have a gentleman who won in District 4 by like 54% to 46%. You know, and you really look at that, and it seems to me like the guy that we put in Congress seems to be okay too. I mean, he was the only senator down there that had his door open when I went to the Capitol and had a Don't Tread on Me flag hanging on the door.
Yeah, so, you know, it's tough being a good guy in Congress, too, because you get lumped in with all the bad eggs.
Well, I think the thing is that there's a real movement, and we have, we've got a lot of things going this week. There's been a lot of communication across the United States this week, and everybody's understanding that it's the local and it's the county level and the state level, and you know, as you guys I'm sure will talk about probably a little bit about this secession idea. I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent, it's interesting to hear at least rumbles of that out of 20 states.
Well, I don't think they've got a leg to stand on as far as secession goes, as far as the legal thing. But I signed the petition because, you know something? You know, I'm not worried about it. I want to send a message. You know, and the message is starting to be sent on their little website about making petitions. Let's see. There's also a petition going that got enough signatures to say, hey, show us all your records. All 50 states now are saying, hey, we want to secede from the union. The point is they haven't been listening to the public at all on anything because they're so arrogant up there that they just keep going on their little train wreck here. And that's where we're headed. Then, you know, the pressure has to continue.
Well, I agree the pressure has to continue. The thing is that there's got to be something that wakes up the Republican Party because, or get something going because, I mean, you know, this guy's had, what, 900 executive orders. Bush had like 38 in a year.
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean,
he doesn't pass a budget. He's supposed to. He doesn't comply with the Constitution.
He doesn't
follow. The administration doesn't really, I can't say the word on the radio, but doesn't care. Basically, about what we do.
Well, that's why we were having a little heated discussion
during the break
about the idiots, and I got to say that at some point in time, the criminality of this government is getting to the point of it's undeniable, and we got to get these guys out of there no matter what.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Mark. You really did. It is the criminality. It's the criminality. Period. I mean, it's just that. It's just complete disdain for the Constitution, the laws of the United States and the people. And this whole thing about the electoral votes, I mean, good grief. If you have California and New York, and then if you can swing either Pennsylvania or Florida, we have almost 120 electoral votes going toward the liberal candidate and not toward a conservative candidate right off the get-go. That's got to change. You've got, you know, as President Obama said, there's what, 57 states?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and just buy everybody a cell phone.
Three or four that control the whole thing.
Just buy everybody a cell phone, give them more stuff, make them more dependent. You know, the economy's actually doing the right thing as far as they're concerned. The more it tanks, the more people are dependent on it, the more likely they get the votes. Let's bring in all of the illegal aliens, yep, and let's make them citizens so they can vote. Of course, they come from a third world poverty stricken country, so anything they can get, you know, they'll keep voting the same guy in as long as they keep getting stuff. What they don't realize is that they're going to end up just like Athens did, under a dictatorship and impoverished.
Well, it's a lot of it's ignorance. You know, the ding-dong certainly won't be gone when Hostess is gone, that's for sure. You know, we'll still
not
have
at the federal level, but
there.
Not at the federal level, but we're trying to work on that at the local level.
Yeah. But, Mark, I think you hit the nail on the head. It really is. It's all gotten pretty simple. We have a criminal government. We have a government that basically isn't adhering to the Constitution and is just thumbing their nose on it. And, you know, for me, I mean, I hold out hope. You know me. I'm holding out hope on things. But, boy, when I see Boehner and Obama touch each other and smile at each other, it does kind of bother me a little bit.
Oh, it more than bothers me. It's these guys are so in bed with each other that it's sickening. And it's become so painfully obvious, it's sickening. And, you know, their disdain for the rule of law, you know, if you don't have rule of law, you'll have rule of men, and soon you'll be followed by the rule of a tyrant. That's what people don't get. You keep passing all these executive orders, and pretty soon, they're not going to be handing out cell phones. They're going to be handing out shovels and hammers and sickles and get back to work and shut up.
Yep.
And here's your $1,000 that buys you a loaf of bread or two and a tank of gas. And if you don't like it, pound sand. That's where we're headed.
I don't know if this is off subject, but you have a lot of knowledge on this, and I wanted to ask you a question and see what you thought.
Sure.
What do you think about the gun laws, and what do you think is happening with guns, ammunition, the Second Amendment, et cetera?
Well, obviously, they have to try to eliminate the Second Amendment to do a takeover of any sort down the road, and that's the line in the sand. So they're going to try to make ammunition as expensive as possible. They want to get us under a UN treaty so that we lose our sovereignty in the Second Amendment rights. But you know something? There's too many veterans. There's too many people out there that understand what the Second Amendment is all about. It's not about hunting. It's not about gun ownership. It's about defending yourself from a tyrannical, out-of-control government that wants to put you in servitude through tyranny. And there's a line in the sand that will not be crossed at some point. You cannot, if they start doing that, they're going to end up with a revolt on their hands. And it's not going to be a revolt where we all go sit down in the halls and do a sit-in. It's going to be a revolt where you take my damn gun away from me at the risk of your life. And that's a line in the sand that's going to be drawn if they keep up.
And I guess gun sales are starting to soar again, from what I understand.
Yeah. I mean, they are not going to do that without a fight. There's no question, because that is the last straw. If they get your guns away from you, if they do that, then you have absolutely zero way to protect yourself and defend yourself from a police state.
And outside forces, other countries. That's one reason they have never really invaded the United States, is because of our Second Amendment.
That's right. It's in order to be a free people, you have to have the right to defend yourself. And that's the basic law. And I don't think they'll be able to cross it without going. Anyway, we got to go to a break, Terry.
Anyway, good point, Mark.
So
this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Social season, get together, gift together at the Mount Shasta Mall. You could drag yourself around town checking names off a list, or you can call a friend, grab a bite to eat, and shop the day away together. Reclaim your holiday season and make your gift gathering, wardrobe winterizing, tree trimming, and food finding its own party. No ugly sweater required. Santa arrives Saturday, November 17th. The magic starts at 5 p.m. Center Court with Father Time himself, a special performance by Linda Bott, the Charity Trail of Trees kickoff, and the first snowfall of the season. Free gifts for the first 200 kids and children's craft projects from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a night for the whole family. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 stores and services ready to host you and your shopping buddies. So find us on Facebook for all the latest event details, special deals, and extended holiday hours. Don't go it alone this year. Join in the celebrations with everyone at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Our KCNR lineup is changing. The Roger Hedgecock Show is now heard weekday evenings 7 to 10 on KCNR. Roger holds their feet to the fire, and we've got him here at KCNR 1460. And Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., listen to Professor Hugh Hewitt, lawyer, law professor, and broadcast journalist, the most influential conservative you've never heard of. Roger Hedgecock and Hugh Hewitt join the on-air family here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I'm running down this mountain past the midnight. The truckers, they all flash their lights at me. This highway ain't the very best companion. I know that somewhere else I'd rather be. Well, the moonlight on the snow to set me thinking about the way you smile shine upon your face. And I know this ain't the last beer I'll be drinking before I reach my final resting place. Oh, I wish that I was in your arms asleep, dreaming of the sweet love we just made. But I'm running down this mountain past at midnight, wishing I was in your arms again.
You gotta like that.
Now we're all dancing in the studio.
Yeehaw!
Got to have a little bit of fun once in a while.
Hey, I want to get Terry back on the line, but first I want to read this headline. The FHA is blowing up. Bad news for the housing market. This comes from Lightning War for Liberty, and that's at libertyblitzkrieg.com. And it's also got a great quote there from George Carlin. Bipartisan usually means that the larger than usual deception is being carried out. The FHA is blowing up. Bad news for the housing market. A very important article just came out from the Wall Street Journal yesterday titled, The FHA nears needs for tax payers. So we're talking about bailout again here, guys. It outlines a very serious financial problem facing the Federal Housing Administration. For those who are unaware or need a refresher, the FHA has been the key element to the phony housing recovery the government has been trying to create. In the wake of a collapse of 2008, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac blew up. And what was left to pick up the pieces was the FHA. No private player would issue loans from with down payments of 3%, but this is no problem for the FHA. So get ready. The housing market is not coming back anytime real soon. And despite the phony recovery, it's going to get worse, guys. Yep. So anyway, we still got you on the line, Terry?
Yeah. I was listening to Rachel. She's got an idea for Twinkies. She thinks that we can deep fry them.
Oh, you know, they do that in the South.
I don't like Twinkies.
It could be Twinkie grits.
There you go.
That's right. Give me some okra and some grits and some deep fried Twinkies.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting. I know that I was listening to a lot of talk radio here, and I think that what Carl does with his radio program is great. He's got a lot of local people that talk, and the chief was on yesterday, and it was interesting how they think that the state has money. I mean, there was a comment about the state having money, and I brought it to light that basically the state doesn't have any money. That's why they're taking from people like the Cal Fire Fund and sticking it in the general fund, because there is no money for anything. And from what I hear now, they're looking at taking the money from Proposition 30, taking that money and putting that into the general fund.
Wasn't that going to be the one that gets put in the lockbox and it's going straight to the schools and there's no way?
That's not going to happen. Well, but, you know, on the other side of the coin here, as you guys know, Erin is in Virginia.
Yep.
And she's talking to 58 different tea parties at a big convention.
I thought they were dead.
Pardon me?
I thought they were all dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all there.
But the cool thing is that everybody is resonating the same thing. I talked to Ken Campbell, who's in Washington, D.C., with about 240 leaders from Tea Parties, talking to Congress and the Senate, and they're down there for a three-day convention. And the thing that's interesting is that it's all the same thing, Marcus, we've talked about before. It's all starting at the local level. And that's where we have to be. But, you know, I want to bring something up because this is pure Marquette, and I want to get your thoughts on it. The business community in Shasta County and the city of Redding, where in the heck are they?
Yep.
Everything that's going to happen here in California with the budget, there is no money with the state. They can simply call Jim Nielsen and have the same conversation with him I have. There is no money. We are having regulation after regulation. The county is absolutely, I mean, within Selma, and this poor lady who's the veterinarian out in Bella Vista. Just insanity what's going on with all these fees and regulations. Where's the business community? Where are they standing up?
Yeah.
They should be looking at Obamacare and looking at this stuff and getting engaged and involved. And I want to get your thinking on that, Mark.
Well, I want to know where American spines went. I mean, what happened? Did we lose them in the Middle East or something? I mean, is that where they're all at? I mean, when are people going to stand up and say enough's enough? It's just like the stupid fire tax. I mean, I'm taking the point of view of Denzel Washington in Glory. Tear it up. I mean, maybe that's the wrong thing to do. Maybe it's not the prudent thing to do. Maybe we need to pay it. But not me. I'm saying tear it up. It's time to stop. It's time to quit this stuff. It's time to stand up against these people and say enough's enough. Are we a free people or not? Well, we may not be a free people. Maybe it's time to stand up and say enough's enough.
Well, you know, Mark, you hit the nail on the head, buddy. And the thing is on this fire tax, just so you know, the bill that everybody got is for 2011.
Right.
It's the bill for 2012 is going to be here in March, and then there'll most likely be another bill in August for 2013. So they'll get hit three times, one structure per property, or I guess one whatever your dwelling space is per property. However, when Sal and I were in down at the state capitol about a month and a half ago, we were told that they're now looking into other structures. So let's say you have an outhouse, a shop, a barn. They're going to be looking at all of them. There'll be a fee on that also. So I don't know where people are going to draw the line. And, again, this has got to affect the business community in a huge way in Shasta County. And I have no clue on what they're thinking as far as they, you know, we need to get together as businesses and say, hey, enough is enough. We're not going to take this anymore. We're standing up. We need free enterprise. We need to create jobs. We need to have a situation where the government, state government, federal government, and more importantly, local and especially county, get out of our way and allow us to do business in Shasta County. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Well, because we're going to end up like Hogan's Heroes. We're going to be digging tunnels, and everybody's going to be underground. It's all going to be black market. Everything you do is going to be illegal. And we've got an unimpeded legislature in California that can raise taxes now just anytime they want. There's no stopping them. So, people, you better wake up and stand up. And all these people that think they're going to be the beneficiaries of all this, you're stupid and nuts. Because
what about Prop 13? Is it a possibility they could repeal that?
Well, they will. Yeah, they're going to. I mean, and so there's not going to be any free stuff. There's not going to be any free ride. Everybody's going to be wards of the state, and you can do the womb to the tomb thing and become an enslaved, non-free man and give up your guns, and then you have zero. I mean, you're going to be just like somebody in French Guiana or Dominican Republic or Venezuela. The government tells you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And if you don't like it, shut up. We'll put you up against the wall and shoot you.
But we have a chance to change that. We need to all start banding together, like Terry said, and stand together regardless of our party.
Hallelujah.
I guess I'm a little angry this morning.
Yeah, you know. And we can do it. I mean, there's plenty of us if we just say, okay, enough's enough. Here we are. Let's all band together.
Yeah. It's time.
It's time.
It's time to get up and stand up for the rights and freedoms of American people against this tyrannical oppression that's coming down the line. And let's call it what it is. It's not tax the rich. It's going to be tyrannical oppression across the board on everyone.
Yep.
So
basically, it is time. And you put this so nicely, actually, to pry your butt off the couch, turn off Monday Night Football,
yeah,
and get out there, get to a Tea Party meeting, get to a city council meeting on Tuesdays, get to the Board of Supervisor meeting. People, it's time to get involved. This is no longer anything that's any kind of joke.
Or become a casualty, and guess what? I have zero. If you don't get involved and you become a casualty, I have zero sympathy for you at this point. At this point, my heart does not bleed for you at all.
Yeah, I was pretty. I actually had a guy say to me that thank you for what you do. Thank you for fighting for our grandkids. I said, well, what about your grandkids? I go, I appreciate that, but what about your grandkids? What about your children? What about your friends' children? You have to. What do you do on Monday night? He said, "Well, I have a bowling league." I kid you not.
Could you excuse me? I have to go back watch it, and I'm watching Dancing with the Stars.
And think about this, and I know that I'm not trying to sound like Mr. Meanie here, but you know what? It's about time. If a man doesn't have the courage to stand up at this point, if a man doesn't stand up to a challenge, then basically he's a coward.
He's a boy.
And at this point, it's just, we really have to get real about this. I understand that not everybody can do everything, but everybody can do a little bit.
I agree.
Many hands make light work, and that's what we need in the community. And that's been shown. I mean, five people being elected.
Yep, I agree. Listen, Terry.
That's amazing. And, that's going to change a lot of the politics around here.
We're running out of time, Terry. I think we got 2 minutes, and I just have a couple of things that I need to cover before we go.
All right, buddy. You have a great day. Great program. See you guys tonight.
See you tonight, Terry.
See you tonight.
Okay, thanks. So one of the things I do is I want to get a special thanks out there to Congressman Ron Paul, who is retiring, and his message of freedom and free markets and sound money and limited government and non-foreign interventionism hasn't fallen on deaf ears. He started a movement that goes all the way back to the founding fathers. The vision will never go away as long as there's still a freedom-loving people breathing. I highly recommend that you go to C-SPAN and watch his farewell address in its entirety. And that is what the issues are, not all this phony baloney mainstream media garbage. So, with that, have you got anything to add, sis, before we go?
I just want to remind everybody, get out there and show your support this evening with Christmas for the Troops and the Vietnam Veteran Monument. There's plenty to do, and keep you busy tonight and have a great time.
Where are we at on the time? 1 minute? Okay. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. That's John Mason. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That's George Washington. Get up off your butts, people,
yep,
and start
get
getting
engaged.
Involved.
Get involved out there and get educated and help us out here. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I am just a simple man.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Radio. I'm Chris Foster. People on both sides of the Israel-Gaza border spending a lot of time in basements the last 4 days with rockets flying into southern Israel and Israeli airstrikes pounding targets in Gaza.
They have hit a Hamas police station, also some government buildings, trying to soften up the targets there. It's giving the army time to prepare for a ground offensive. The war has taken to the airwaves, with Palestinian TV airing a video in Hebrew warning Israelis they are not safe in their coffee shops or bus stations. We missed the suicide bombing, says the Hamas announcer. Not to be outdone, the Israeli army aired a video in Arabic on Al Jazeera, saying we are mobilizing our forces for a ground invasion.
Fox's Leland Vittert on the Israeli-Gaza border. A speeding train slams into a kindergarten school bus in southern Egypt, at least 49 dead, mostly kids. An Egyptian security official says the railroad crossing had been left open when that train was coming through.